Inyo National Forest covers nearly 2 million acres along the eastern slopes of the Sierra Nevada Range, neighboring Yosemite and Sequoia National Parks. The Center for Western Priorities reports that normally Inyo Forest would hire 50 seasonal workers, but this year they hired none. The town of Mammoth Lake, a major alpine playground in summer and winter, paid to replace two lost Forest Service jobs and took over maintenance of trails in the forest. Inyo surrounds the Mono Basin National Scenic Area, which has also been impacted. Jeff McQuilkin is executive director of the Mono Lake Committee. He says they work closely with Inyo Forest on important projects that are now threatened.
It's a concerning situation. I think in the forest, you know, we've had a number of projects where we all collaborate here, and this year we've seen personnel just start to disappear, whether it's the biologist or others, you know, on the forest team, and they're losing staff, and that means projects that were moving forward just stall or disappear. And that's kind of, you know, it's impairing their ability to steward the land successfully.
Mono Lake Committee's Barchi Miller points out that budget cuts have hampered Inyo National Forest for years, but now it's worse than ever. He says there are two or three people running the whole show, along with fire staff that are running one or two fire engines.
They're barely getting by. I think that they just can't proactively deal with anything, and they're reacting to most things with the minimal amount of staff they have. They're relying on partners to help remove trash, to maintain trails, to take care of all the things that we've assumed the federal government managing their land would take care of, but now they're no longer capable of doing it on their own.
Coming to the rescue are nonprofit groups like the Mono Lake Committee and Sierra Forever, who are doing jobs that Forest Service staff would ordinarily perform. They're serving visitors at Mono Lake Museum, they're staffing visitor centers, and they're maintaining trails and natural areas. All are critical tasks the current federal government has abandoned. McQuilkin stresses cooperative working relationships that were forged in earlier times makes the cross-collaborations possible.
You know, Mono Lake is a good example of where partnerships are really thrive. We've got a great volunteer program. We've got the Mono Lake Committee. We've got other nonprofits that work with our state and federal agencies. So everybody can lend a hand, you know, but a good partnership means everyone's doing their part in a way. And so as the Forest Service loses the ability to really participate, then you wonder if it's a sustainable way to keep things going.
The situation is expected to get worse for Inyo and nationally. Trump's proposed budget for 2026 would cut Forest Service funding by 35% or $1.6 billion. These cuts would lead to a 40% drop in Forest Service staff, according to the Center for American Progress. Even firefighting has not been spared. ProPublica found that nationwide some 700 fire-trained employees were terminated. They were prepared for wildlife response activities like providing logistical support during blazes. ProPublica also found that over a quarter of all Forest Service firefighting jobs are vacant. Vic Bedoyan reporting for the Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.